water.
Al-Qaeda is in many ways stronger than it was before 9/11 because it's mutated and spread and it can come at us from different directions. And Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is probably the most deadly of all the Al-Qaeda affiliates. This threat was so specific as to how enormous it was going to be, and also there were certain dates were given, but it didn't specify where it's going to be. You can't criticize them for doing too little with Benghazi and not criticize them for doing too much. I'm giving them credit for saying they learned from Benghazi, and that's why they're firming up the embassies. But also, as far as this worldwide alert, I think it's absolutely warranted in this situation.
All right, are you worried the terrorist threat has led to the closure of 22 U.S. embassies, and they are searching us randomly at our airports and at our sports stadiums? There is heightened alerts and securities, and in other places too as well. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, happy to be with you here as a skipper on America Tonight. Maybe some of you are taking last minute vacations or staycations, or maybe you're like the rest of America, you're stringing those jobs together, trying to get what you possibly can, a day here and a day there. So it is always disconcerting to hear vague references to the possibilities. Geez, we're concerned there's specific dates and times and possibilities here in the United States. Great. What do we have to be worried about? So you heard Pete King there, the congressman from New York. He's the chairman of the House Subcommittee on Counterterrorism and Intelligence. He was part of the Sunday shows and talked about the fact that they had to close the embassies, that this is serious, in fact, the most serious Al-Qaeda threat in years. And now we go to where does your mind jump? Okay, so we're closing embassies temporarily in these sometimes hellish places in the Middle East. What are we doing in the United States? We're randomly searching people at the gates of airports. I was at the airport today. I was randomly searched along with a bunch of other people where they just did exactly that. They went through the crowd and picked out one person here, one person there. I think it was kind of an eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing. And then they really didn't do much as far as they just kind of looked in a bag. What, you know, is this really helping us in any way to possibly stop a plot? But it did make me think, oh, they're worried about airports again. So something specifically must have been said about airports, or is this just the normal thing? Okay, we dive into this mode. Once something is said that might happen in the United States, no matter where it is, we're going to really beef up security at airports. Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia said that he hasn't seen anything like this since post 9/11. I mean, he hasn't seen any of this kind of stuff that it was, or pre 9/11. He saw this, you know, some of these warnings before pre 9/11, which is very scary. So it's very reminiscent of it that we didn't worry about it. We didn't take heed on 9/11 the way we should have. But here we go again. There's some specific things being said. So we've got to kick in with the right kind of planning as we come to the close of what would be the high holy days of Ramadan in Muslim countries that coincides with that. And here's the first, this is the question I wanted to know, and I wonder how many of you are thinking the same thing. All of the conversation about the NSA surveillance program, did any of this information come from that? Did any of this dump from the NSA surveillance program? Chambliss, thank goodness somebody finally asked that question. And he said that yes, that some of the information on this current plot came from the NSA surveillance program. And he said, you know what, I know it's controversial, I know it's sensitive, but I'm just telling you, this is where it came from. If we didn't have the programs, we wouldn't be able to listen in on what we heard. We wouldn't know what we know now. That's huge news. And he was specifically was saying, without being too specific, that they were allowed to listen overseas, and it wasn't domestically, but it was overseas, and that's where the planning is taking place. And so that's what they were listening four. They're saying high-level people in Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula talking about a major attack. So we're on high alert here in this country. It's not just in the Middle East. It's not all these embassies in the Middle East and Africa, but also in the United States. They're starting to do a few things they haven't done in a very long time. King says, well, this is our wake-up call. Because Al-Qaeda, even though some people have been taken out, is still stronger than it was before 9/11 because they've mutated and they've spread like a wicked disease in a lot of different locations. And the most deadly, we know, is in Yemen, in Afghanistan, Pakistan, that border there. So they're telling Americans who are traveling to be especially cautious overseas with public transportation and sites for tourists. And because, you know, that's the thing, previous terror attacks, where do they focus on? Rail, subway, airplanes, and boats. So, you know, the State Department has a whole bunch of alerts out there. Do you feel as though, with the wider net that was cast, do you feel as though this we're heading off a potential disaster? And do you feel that much more secure? Like I said, I was somebody who was randomly searched at the gate. And I can tell you I was carrying a box of saltwater taffies, pretty much was what I had. And I think they were doing what I said, the eeny, meeny, miny, moe thing. There wasn't any kind of a method to it. I watched the patterns, and there wasn't a method. I think that the TSA people that they sent around to the different gates just cherry-picked, kind of counting numbers, it looked like to me. But that's what they were doing. So, you know, and some people would say, if you're a conspiracy theorist at heart, that this is just trumped up. That there was time for distraction. So here's your distraction. So they issue the travel alert. They close down the embassy and talk about being more diligent and to be careful if you are especially traveling overseas. So the threat comes when the NSA started spying on all of us. You could say that was convenient timing. Oh, 7 weeks ago, people were freaking out. Not even 7 weeks, it was less than that. Ed Snowden, who was the whistleblower, got the heat and was the center of attention, and the NSA was humiliated by the fact that they had to now justify the spying that they do on all of us, and then the debate about is it constitutional or, you know, not. Is it incredibly unconstitutional? So that kind of information, throwing it out, does that make us safer? Or does that also create an opening? That's what I have to wonder. Because now all the fuss has been made, so does that make the people who were plotting say, I'm going to tuck this plot away for now? Because I think the United States somehow understands what we're doing conveniently because, oh, they have this NSA program in place. Do you smell a rat? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. You want to throw in your two on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Breathing. Are you breathing a sigh of relief? Do you feel that much more comforted to know that, yes, there are people that are trying to attack us, but we are ready. We are going after people at the airports, and we're trying to do everything we can to brace for a possible attack. You know, it goes back to that whole thing of how do you shut down or how do you protect people from what you cannot 100% say is secure. How can you ever say we are 100% secure in this country? And the answer is, of course you can't. And the reason you can't is because there is always the possibility of threats, where there is always the possibility that someone gets through and gets on another plane again. I hope not. But some of the ridiculous things that I see happen at airports, I have to say, it doesn't make me feel that much more secure. Now, I'll stand by something that I've said for a long time here in America Tonight. If you really, really wanted to have a great shot at terrific security in an airport, it would cost a lot of money. You would have to have more former agents, FBI agents maybe, who retire and they're ready to come out of retirement to just do something that they're good at, or former cops, detectives, that kind of thing. Because they know what to look for, those kinds of people, versus the guy who's yawning, not paying attention. Now, listen, I don't even want to beat up on the TSA, because they're such an easy target. When you're cruising for people to work at the gates in the airport off of pizza boxes, it pretty much tells you how seriously you take your security. Everybody wants to point to El Al at the airline in Israel, but, of course, Israel's a smaller country. I get that, comparing our airports and how big the United States is in a free country is pretty tough to do, because there are some big differences, but I still say the money would be well spent, and it would be beef up the security, beef up the feeling that we feel secure, I think. I know I would feel that way. You got some ex-cops there, ex-detectives, there's a better chance, and of course then they're profiling. They wouldn't call it profiling, but that's exactly what they're doing. Why we avoid saying the word profiling, where we want to compare ourselves, we want to see what other people do to shut down terrorist threats as much as they can. And that's exactly what they're doing. So the specific deal on the websites is the closures of these bases, or not bases, these embassies, they're like bases, is because they're calling it an abundance rather of caution. And that it's not, in some cases they're saying it's not an indication of a new threat. That they shut down embassies in Central and East Africa, in Iraq, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, all of those places. And the reason they did it is because of Ramadan and some reports that they had heard and that kind of stuff. But I would have to think there is much more relevance than that. I think that Saxby Chambliss, who was on one of the Sunday shows, in fact, he was on Meet the Press on NBC, saying that the intelligence was reminiscent of what we saw pre-9/11 is enough to convince me that there's much more going on that we than we are being led to believe. And think about what a Saturday meeting of these of this magnitude would mean. You have in a room, you have in a room the FBI, the CIA, National Security Agency directors, not their minions. You have Secretary of State John Kerry, you have Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, you have Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey reviewing the threat over the weekend. And then you have National Security Advisor, remember her, Susan Rice, chairing the meeting Saturday afternoon to review the situation and figure out what their action plan was. So it must be significant. Whatever the threat is, it must be significant. And that the intent was to attack the West, not just U.S. interests. So following suit, France, Germany, and the U.K. also shut down their embassies in Yemen as the start of the work week in that area gets close. Very scary to me. I want to know the specifics. What was the big plot that they had that they knew that they were so concerned about? What was it that they had to deal with over the weekend? And you think about now, too, coming up, what are we getting close to? Another 9/11 remembrance. And, boy, I just hope whatever it is, whatever the information is, that they've got people all over smothering this, reviewing this threat. It sounds like they did over the weekend anyway. So that is a very, very good thing in my book. And that's why I encountered what I encountered at the airport. Unfortunately, that's just misguided. It's just misguided. More recesses, better people that are more equipped to sense certain things and people coming through, I think would be a much better way to go, a much better way to go. And, you know, we keep trying to get our arms around the NSA scooping into our private data, whether they say, well, we never use your specific phone number, we're not culling through your records. There's somewhere in the back of our mind where we just can't help it. It's wiggling around back there as, oh, you're trampling on my Constitution. So then I saw this story over the weekend that the FBI agents that are trying to pull down as much criminal types or organizations or whatever you will, that they're trying to really focus, this is their emphasis, they have allowed their informants to break the law more than 5,000 times in a single year. Oof. In a single year. And that's buying, selling drugs. That's probably what most of them are doing. They may be taking the money and just putting it right back in. As soon as they get it, it might just be going right back out the door, plotting robberies. That's not good. So this was from a report a couple of years ago that was done from the FBI. And this whole idea of the FBI tracking crimes by informants is just, I mean, huge. Remember, they let Whitey Bulger operate his crime ring in exchange for information on the mafia. And that may be one of the more famous groups that were put together. He was doing the opposite thing. He was trying to take them down. So I think, and the only rumors I heard, to be honest, were the usual ones, though, we always hear coming out of New York, that it's the bridges and the tunnels that they were looking at because they felt it would be easy to pierce that bubble, which I'm not so sure about that, but they think it would be easier to hit a very porous Manhattan versus some of the other places, I guess, that are on the list that have been discussed, is what I'm assuming, because we don't know the specifics of it. So at one point, do you say a source is worth it, not worth it? Where do you cut the cord on that one if you're interested in cutting the cord? Because an informant who's connected on the streets can bring this information that we're talking about, can hear something, and boom, a light bulb moment goes off in your head, and you understand, this is where I need to call somebody and bring in help. Bringing in reinforcements is important. Hey, if you want to wake up and rattle the rafters, you can at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. A lot of people send into the mailbag, and boy, did I go through a lot of mail. Some of them terrific, terrific thought went into what you had to say, which is always so overwhelming to me. This is, and I've said it before, but this is one of the best audiences when it comes to sending email. I mean, of course, calling us, but also sending emails. I get an avalanche of snail mail every single day. Every single day. And you were all over the map in this one, by the way. Also coming up, we've got a daily salute. This is a really, really good one. Someone who, from the bottom of his heart, is philanthropic, does not have to be doing the things that he's doing, but gladly is overtaking certain projects. So we've got a daily salute, somebody that's sort of recognizable, depending on how long you've been watching tube and if you watch the credits or not. You know, it's like when you're at the movie theater, some people stay and they watch the credits. The same thing with the tube anymore. You either are watching the credits or you turn away. So this is a guy who's uber, uber famous. He gets our daily salute, but you're going to have to sit and figure out who it is, because that's not coming up next. Coming up next, we check the emails here on America Tonight.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Two, three.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh, ooh.
I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh, ooh.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
All right, we're at it again here on America Tonight, swinging for the fences. Remember, you can always pop in, too, at 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney here on ATN. And you can hit us up, Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of stuff. You go to americatonight.net. All roads lead through the website. It's just so much easier, right? Everything's there, including some of the things you might have missed from the show, some segments we've done in the past. We've really interviewed a lot of terrific people. Last week you heard a lot of that over the years so far, because here we are more than halfway through. So shocking to me. I know I say this, it seems like at least four or five times a year. Maybe that's a sign of getting older, I don't know. But it does really feel to me that we're kind of just in the beginning of the summer, but here we are pretty much saying bye-bye to the summer. And what a way to end the summer or have those last-minute vacations than to hear, whoops, you better really check where you're going because we're on heightened alert. You would not believe the information we have, but we can't tell you the information. But we are telling you that we know what Al-Qaeda is up to because we've been listening in, thanks to the NSA program, by the way, that we have in place. And so all of you who are upset about our surveillance, shame on you, because we wouldn't know about the plots if we didn't have that in place. It might even be a little bit convenient. Anybody think that's a little bit convenient? See, I think once you tell people, okay, look, we have this massive plot, we're shutting down embassies in the Middle East, in areas all over the place, and this is a Western alert, it's kind of all over the place. But what does that mean? Are we just throwing darts at a dartboard. Pretty much you've released it. So what were the threats? Specific times and dates of what? Blowing up an airport, blowing up a plane, blowing up a train. We think they're going to still go through with the plot now that it's all over the place. It seems doubtful. Wouldn't they re-rack? Or is it just a ruse? It's very confusing. What is released and what isn't released these days is, I guess, what is confusing. You tell us there's a serious plot. We know the times, the dates, but we're not going to tell you. And, man, I could not get anything out of the Pentagon, and neither could anyone else, because at least so far I have not seen any specifics. All right, I said we would check the mailbags, so without further ado, let's head there.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one comes to us from Jake in Austin. He says, Kate, I'm missing you. I wanted to talk about this crazy threat that we're hearing about. Don't you think it's interesting that we're having this debate over surveillance and so many of us are furious over the fact that our information has been picked apart, whether it's just picked apart through a strainer or a little bit closer than that, it doesn't matter. Then you have this whole thing with Edward Snowden as he goes through the lengths that he's going through as a whistleblower to stay out of the United States because they're going to absolutely go after him. It is just strange, the timing, I think, because then isn't the belief that people would back off and say, well, see, there you go. I mean, we could have been blown up in downtown Manhattan. I could have been on a plane from Cleveland, Ohio. I might have been in California by the port area, and they were talking about explosive devices that were coming in that way. But we don't know what the specifics are. The only thing I think is if you're going to tell everybody, hey, you wouldn't believe the information we got. You're going to go on all the Sunday shows, and you're going to hear a lot of people say that are on the House Intelligence Committee, boy, it's mind-blowing. This is the most stuff we've ever gotten since, even this is stuff that we saw before 9/11 and we didn't pay attention to it, so now we're paying attention. I mean, why not even release it at this point? Because are they going to go through with whatever it is, these different forms of Al-Qaeda or affiliates or whatever? I'm thinking, maybe not. Maybe they won't do it. So anyway, I just kind of took off on what Jake had to say there, and I agree that, you could really question the timing of it, sure. I don't doubt that there's threats every single day. We know that. I mean, come on. That's not a shocker. What's serious, what's not, and trying to differentiate that and looking at where worldwide we're talking about, you might see some action and saying it's tourist places. Well, are tourist areas just completely targeted? I've always thought that if we saw another attack, they would try to hit a stadium. Someplace big, someplace compact, someplace where there's a lot of people. A stadium, maybe a bridge. Subways, we know that's a common thing and might be an easier target. It depends on where and how they get through and what kind of device we're talking about, too. I mean, what kind of a device is it that comes through or that you can get on a plane or you can get on the other side or whatever it might be that would allow them to do something to a plane or something with a bag or, whatever it might be. All right, here we go. We got another one here from Joe listening to us in Florida. Kate, I've been listening to the show now for a couple of weeks. I have to say I enjoy your offerings. Wondering if you're going to buy a Powerball ticket. I realize you talk about a lot of politics and some serious subjects, but I think it's interesting that the Powerball jackpot has gone into full spread mania. Will you get a ticket and will the rest of the crew get a ticket? Well, of course we'll get a ticket. 400 million reasons why, because all it takes is one set of numbers. So would I take a wad of money and buy hundreds and hundreds of tickets? No, I wouldn't do that. But would I buy a ticket or two? Sure, for fun, if nothing else. A couple of bucks, that's okay. I actually saw somebody, I was in line getting a paper one time at one of those news agencies. And I saw somebody, the guy in front of me, the lottery was higher. It wasn't anywhere near what it is now. But it was higher, and he pulled out just It looked like a fistful of cash. Boom, I'll take as many as this can buy. And I thought the poor guy behind the counter was going to have a heart attack because he had people in line. He had to figure out how much that was. Well, it's great that you threw this cash at me, but I have all these other people to worry about. So Saturday, nobody won, and that pumped it up to $400 million for the Powerball. You know what the odds are of matching all six numbers? I know I've said this number before, but 1 in 175.2 million. I mean, those odds are not great. I have 1 in 175 million chances of winning. Now, if you did win, would you not feel like the luckiest person on the planet? Because that's luck, my friends. If you can say, well, geez, the odds were 1 in 175 million. Powerball is in 43 states, Washington, D.C., U.S. Virgin Islands, but so many other places, too, in between. And a lot of people will play that maybe don't normally play. It maybe gets pumped up. I wouldn't be stunned by this to a little bit more than the 400 million. But offices, I think, will go in together. A lot of times that happens. Somebody, you know, they get computer picks or whatever, and the number comes up, or somebody puts in some other numbers, which they can. And I got to think that the frenzy over it will be very, very big. All right, this one's from Lindsay, who says, I've been following along in this Snowden deal. I have to tell you, I'm a 22-year-old college student, and I think Snowden is a hero. I know that some people trash him, say that he used his position, one of his 15 minutes of fame. I don't think so. Would he really want this? I'm going to say no. Say he's a good old-fashioned whistleblower who's not going to get much credit whatsoever, but he'll know that he did the right thing. And especially if you watch the reactions of so many others to what's happened in the United States, I think he absolutely did the right thing. So now everybody's watching Snowden and what's going to happen to him. He worked for the NSA. He was a contractor anyway for them. He leaks details of the surveillance program. And especially now with the tug of war over the internet and this has just escalated. This has escalated all over the place. John Kerry's trying to figure out what to do. They're watching to see, is he going to make the jump to Latin America? And, I mean, this has more twists in this plot than, you know, they say that about real life imitating art, basically. Imitating the storylines that are out there in Hollywood. This one you just couldn't write. I mean, you just couldn't write it. You couldn't come up with this stuff. But it's true. It's all true. So Snowden, contractor, looking for asylum, self-imposed exile, waiting to see what's going to happen. And I say that he, I don't know. I'm split on this because I believe we need whistleblowers and people who can reveal information that is stunning to us. We didn't realize how bad something was or defending a freedom or whatever it might be. So in that sense, I would say bravo. But in the other sense, I would say he put us in a whole world of hurt, too, as well. And then the decision as to what's crossed over the line, what's battering the Constitution, what should be done. And now all these other countries also have information about what we think is needed as far as surveillance in their backyard. All right, I promised that we would do a daily salute. I've got a good one for you. That's coming up on the flip side. Remember, you can always send me your emails, too, americatonight.net.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. Then the nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad to the bone.
Alright, coming up, football, fools, and freeloaders. But before we go there, here in our last segment on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, a reminder, I know you're awake out there. So if you're on your 5-hour energy, give us a call at 855-266-5283. Do you think there's anything suspicious with the timing of this? We're on high alert and the NSA program saved us. Thank goodness for the NSA. If we didn't have them, we would have never been able to stop all these plots that we don't know the specifics on. Okay. So my daily salute goes out to this guy who's always had a big heart and realizes that he was lucky for the fortune that he amassed. And his name is Sam Simon. You probably know his tag team partner, Matt Groening. He created The Simpsons, so he was the co-creator. He's the writer-producer, along with Groening, and he's incredibly funny. But besides being funny, he's known for how much help, how philanthropic the guy is in a very tight-wadded community. I mean, really. So he's been in show business at some point. He's like a showrunner at tax for the television show Taxi when he was 24. And he's had all kinds of contributions to all kinds of, you know, pet charities and people, things for children, all kinds of amazing things. But this is sadly what's happened, is he was diagnosed with colon cancer this spring. And the diagnosis was terminal colon cancer. Then, so this happened in May, and they actually told him his prognosis was 3 to 6 months to live. So he decided, okay, 3 to 6 months to live, he's going to make sure that he already donates tens of millions annually to charities, but now he's going to specifically earmark it for certain charities. And I have to say that as he's sitting here, and he's with friends and writing still here and there and doing Simpson things and whatever, he is, you know, riddled with this cancer. He's taking chemo. It's wiping him out, but he's still determined to get it all on paper. And see, that's that you got to give to get kind of thing. And this guy, to me, has given, even when he didn't have a bunch of money, and then naturally, as he started to make money, he started to give more of the money away. So to that I say bravo to Sam Simon, and doesn't he deserve a little applause? Woohoo! I think so. Because he didn't, you know, he gave away money, like I said, before he even had money. And now he's fighting this horrible thing. And, you know, there's that tendency to feel sorry for yourself. But he's still doing what he has to do. He's still spending the money that he spent before and taking care of people. And to me, there's something to that, since so many others just don't do it. You would think, I don't know, how much money can you spend? You would think it would kind of be the opposite. Now, I'm not saying there's not philanthropic people in Hollywood. There are. But the fact that he was there and he was giving so much right from the start, there's something about that. He wasn't looking for headlines. He wasn't looking to have people fall all over him because he gave back some things. He was looking to really help people, and he was able to do that thanks to the success of The Simpsons, especially. And that was what made him really wealthy, and he didn't let up. He didn't hoard his money. There's absolutely, in my book, whether you're a famous person, not a famous person, whatever, but there's something about being generous when nobody's looking, because you're not looking for platitudes, accolades, any of that kind of stuff. You're just getting it done. You see a need, you have a few extra shekels in your pocket, you feel blessed, and that's what you do. You give some money back. So, bravo. All right, so we have mixed in a couple of other things. Football was also on the top of my mind, I think, today, because I think I've nailed the score. Don't forget, we do it during the season. A game is randomly picked, and you tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be, and, you know, we'll go from there. You may win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight, because we always have new things that are coming into the prize closet. And you could be our next winner. You could be our next big winner. Some of the things we've given away have been pretty exciting. GPSs, a whole bunch of other things, macaroons. So you never know what you're going to win with America Tonight. What's that old saying from Forrest Gump? Life's like a box of chocolates. could that be more true? Right. So there was some football, which is what I was getting to finally. Cowboys got rid of the Dolphins 24-20, but boy, they let Miami in. In that fourth quarter, the final quarter, Miami scored 17 points, and finally Dallas put up 7, and that's what pulled them away in the end. But I don't, that defense wasn't looking good in those last couple of quarters. Woo! So now finally on the field, everybody listening to me, I know you think your team is going to win it all because everybody's a winner at the beginning of the year. That's how it goes. Yeah, I have a good chance of winning the Super Bowl. We haven't even played a down yet, but okay. Sure. I'll do it. I'll worry about it. Yeah, I don't think so. All right, so for our foul, so for football, that was the Hall of Fame game, by the way, the Hall of Fame game in the books for this year. This story, to me, when I say fools, football and fools, you know, is there a bigger fool than Major Hassan, who is the accused Fort Hood shooter? So, do you know it has been 4 years since that shooting? I can't believe it, but it has been. So, Major Nidal Hassan doesn't deny that he carried out the November 2009 attack on Fort Hood, Texas. 13 people died, 30 others were wounded, and then there were tons of people who saw it happen. But he is charged with 13 specifications of premeditated murder and 32 specifications of attempted premeditated murder. So 13 officers from around the country who hold Hassan's rank or higher will serve on the jury for a trial that will take 1 month, I think, maybe even longer. Wow. Victims, relatives of the dead people, that's probably who's going to jump on the witness stand. If you're painting a picture, someone's got to speak for them, so that's what you'll see. Because they can find him guilty and sentence him to death, they have to be unanimous to convict Hassan of murder and sentence him to death. Then they could do that too as well. So 3/4 of the panel must vote for an attempted murder conviction. Isn't this interesting? You're going to hear from all these victims. It's taken that long. It's been blown off. Yeah, this time it's not going to be blown off. Mark my words on that one.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with doomsday prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffitt of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.